East of the Rockies, you're on with Stanton Friedman. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Go ahead,
hey,
please.
How's it going?
Good.
My name's Jason, and I'm a big fan. So this is the first
Thank
time
you,
I've
Jason.
Got a chance to get in touch with you.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
I hope you escaped the weather out that way.
Yeah, thank God. My mother was down there on business. I'm not going to say who she works for, but she was down there on business for the state, and she left the day before all of that happened. So,
oh, my God. Lucky her.
That's real good. Well, the first thing I'd like to say is I'm an aerospace engineering student, and my question, I guess, to you and Mr. Friedman is really about what the government's involvement in all of this really is. Are these things, do you believe that we have reproduced craft, or are they watching us? And the reason I'm asking this, if you've got a second, I'll go ahead and tell you. I've seen one thing in my life. Me and my family back in 92, a few days after Christmas, came home late in the evening, and we seen right across our road, you know, maybe, 100 yards, maybe not even that far, looked like flashlights coming down from the top of the trees. And, you know, the first thing we thought is, you know, it was about that time of the year, and it was hunting season. We thought somebody was out there poaching. And we watched it for a few minutes, and my father got like an uneasy feeling about it, and he said, everybody go inside. So we went inside and went to the far end of our house and looked out the, you know, we had a pretty good-sized garden window at that end, and watched it a few more minutes. Well, all of a sudden, these two lights stopped. They stopped moving around. It looked like they were looking for something on the ground. And from the left came this big, all I can explain is like ball of red light right up from the left side, right up to where the lights were coming from the top of the trees. And then from the right, a bluish-green-colored ball of light. The two lights that looked like they had been looking for something just cut off immediately. And I mean this huge, all I can explain, like spotlight, you know, shot straight down to the ground. The whole forest, I mean, you could see it like it was daytime. It was a really funky color. You could make an outline, you know, of something above the trees, of a craft of some sort, you know, of the same color, funny, like goldish white color. And then that was it. It was gone. And this thing was huge. I mean, we were, like I said, less than 100 yards from it. You didn't hear a thing. The reason I'm asking about government involvement is, you know, I personally don't believe in coincidence. And we lived, you know, like right in the flight path between Fort Rucker, Alabama, Kendall Air Force Base, and then the Naval Air Station over in Pensacola. So, you know, traffic was, you know, always great. I mean, it was nothing to look and see, you know, a battalion of Apaches fly over or, you know, Air Force.
Well, you know, we always got these reports of these huge triangular-shaped objects, Stanton, near Air Force bases, don't we?
Well, if you were an alien, wouldn't you want to keep track of what your buddies down below are doing to make sure that they don't take take you out?
Absolutely. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
How's it going, George?
Good, sir. Thanks.
I was just calling because the events that guy just described with the bright red light and the two smaller lights around it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right outside of my window right now.
It's right out your window? How big does it look?
It's no larger than like a regular star, but this thing is wavering. It's not steady. It's moving around. And the two other ones, it's like they come in and out of a fog. But it's definitely there, and it's putting off like a thumping frequency. I don't know. See if you can hear this. It's weird because it's over my radio. It's just like a steady thump. Let me see if I...
Right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we hear that. Stan, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
What's
that? I don't know what that is, but, you know, radios are pretty sensitive to electromagnetic signals, so who knows what those guys are doing or whatever it is doing. I don't know. In my gray basket.
it was just kind of freaky because as I was on the phone, I heard the thump on the channel that I was listening to. And then I saw the red light appear. And I'm not sure what they're doing, but they are definitely to the east of me. And I'm in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And
can other people see this thing?
Well, I'm at home alone right now, but I live out in the sticks.
I see. All right. But, do you have a camera? Take a picture for us.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah,
but
do that and get it to us. Send it to us, George at coasttocoastam.com. Stan, you never know.
You never know indeed.